U.S. Hurricane damage, homeowners and flood insurance coverage. In the United States, no single insurance policy covers all hurricane damage. The basic structure is that homeowners insurance or separate windstorm insurance covers wind damage, while NFIP or private flood insurance covers rising surface water and storm surge. Storm surge and water entering along the ground are generally considered flood damage, so standard homeowners insurance alone does not cover them. If wind first damages the roof or windows and rainwater then enters, the damage may be covered by homeowners insurance or separate windstorm insurance. NFIP flood insurance treats building coverage and personal property coverage as separate items, so you must check the enrollment status and limits of each. New NFIP policies are generally subject to a 30-day waiting period, but limited exceptions apply in cases involving loans, flood map changes, and other circumstances. Keeping insurance policies, photos and videos of the home, property inventories, and receipts in external storage before a disaster makes it easier to prove the cause and amount of a loss. There is no single standard hurricane insurance policy in the United States that covers hurricane damage. Even when damage results from the same storm, different insurance may apply depending on whether the loss was caused directly by strong winds or by water moving along the ground or storm surge. The Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1 through November 30 each year. As of August 9, 2026, the season is underway, so coverage provisions and waiting periods should be checked in advance, not after a storm approaches. The most important criterion is the cause of the damage. Insurance coverage is determined by the direct cause of loss, not simply by labeling it hurricane damage. Strong winds, damage in which roofing materials are torn off or a fallen tree damages a building, rain entering through a wind created opening, damage in which strong winds first damage a roof or window and rain then enters rising surface water. Damage in which heavy rain accumulates and rises on the ground or flows across the surface into a home, overflow of rivers, lakes, or coastal waters. Damage caused by the overflow of inland or tidal waters, storm surge. Flooding caused when hurricane winds push seawater onto land. Although storm surge is caused by strong winds, it is generally classified as flooding for insurance purposes. In contrast, rain entering through a hole after wind tears off a roof may be covered by homeowners insurance or windstorm insurance if the policy conditions are met. Damage scenario insurance, generally worth reviewing. Points to note: roofing materials are torn off by strong winds, homeowners insurance or separate windstorm insurance. Wind or hurricane damage may be excluded in coastal areas. Rain enters after a window is broken by wind, homeowners insurance or separate windstorm insurance. The causal relationship between the wind-created opening and interior damage is important. Heavy rain accumulates on the ground and enters through a door. NFIP or private flood insurance, standard homeowners insurance, generally excludes surface flooding. A home is flooded by storm surge. NFIP or private flood insurance, storm surge is generally treated as flood damage. A fallen tree damages the roof. Homeowners insurance or windstorm insurance limits for tree removal costs and landscaping losses should be checked separately. The interior is flooded by a sewer backup. Depends on the policy, endorsement, and cause. Check the homeowner's insurance sewer backup endorsement. And the direct causal relationship to flooding a vehicle is flooded. Comprehensive auto coverage, homeowner's insurance, and NFIP generally do not cover vehicles. The actual determination varies depending on the covered perils, exclusions, deductibles, state law, and the results of the claims adjustment. What general homeowner's insurance and windstorm insurance cover? A typical U.S. homeowner's insurance policy may cover direct wind damage to a home, along with fire and theft. However, in coastal areas with high hurricane risk, wind or hail may be excluded, or separate windstorm insurance may be required. Examples that may be covered: a roof, exterior wall, or garage is damaged by strong winds. A windborne object damages a window or wall. Rain enters through an opening created by strong winds and damages a ceiling or personal property. Additional living expenses are incurred because covered building. Damage makes the home uninhabitable. Additional living expense coverage applies according to the terms and limits of the homeowner's insurance policy. Standard NFIP flood insurance generally does not cover temporary lodging expenses or loss of use costs. Limitations that must be checked: wind exclusions. Check whether hurricanes, named storms, wind, or hail are excluded. Separate windstorm insurance. Check whether windstorm insurance must be obtained separately from homeowners insurance through a state or coastal insurance market. Hurricane deductible. It may be calculated as a percentage of the dwelling coverage limit rather than as a fixed amount. Trigger conditions. When a hurricane deductible begins and ends varies by state law and policy terms. Maintenance-related damage. An aging roof, long-term leakage, or poor maintenance may be excluded separately from storm damage. The existence of a hurricane deductible does not mean that flood damage is also covered. What NFIP and private flood insurance cover? The National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP, administered by the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and private flood insurance cover direct physical flood damage caused by rising surface water, the overflow of inland or tidal waters, storm surge, and similar events. NFIP definition of a flood generally includes partial or complete inundation of at least 2 acres of normally dry land or at least 2 properties, one of which must be the policyholder's property. In an actual claim, the insurer investigates the extent and cause of the event. Main items covered by NFIP: building coverage, the insured building and its foundation, electrical and plumbing systems, central heating and cooling systems, water heaters and furnaces, built-in appliances, and certain permanently installed flooring detached structures or garages covered under the policy terms. Main items covered by NFIP: contents, coverage, furniture and clothing, washers and dryers, portable or window air conditioners, electronics, and certain valuables, non-built-in appliances covered under the policy terms. Specific covered items, valuation methods, and limits vary by policy type. Coverage for equipment and belongings may be significantly restricted in basements and areas below ground level. Private flood insurance varies by insurer in coverage limits, waiting periods, additional living expenses, basement coverage, replacement cost, and excess coverage conditions. Some products provide broader coverage than NFIP, but not all private products are the same. Why building and contents coverage must be checked separately under NFIP? Building coverage and contents coverage are separate categories. Having insurance on the structure of a home does not mean that furniture and electronics inside are automatically covered. Item to check: building coverage, contents coverage, main covered property, building, foundation, plumbing, electrical systems, and built-in equipment, furniture, clothing, electronics, and movable belongings. Enrollment, check the building coverage amount separately, check the contents coverage amount separately. Deductible may apply separately. Loss valuation replacement cost may apply if conditions are met under NFIP. Generally based on actual cash value after depreciation. Coverage needed by tenants generally purchased by the building owner. Tenants may purchase it for their own belongings. The declarations page of the insurance policy should be checked to confirm separately whether each type of coverage was purchased, as well as its limits and deductible. If the home's value exceeds NFIP limits, the need for private flood insurance or excess flood insurance may also be considered. How damage is handled when strong winds and flooding occur together? Strong winds and flooding can damage the same building at the same time. For example, the roof may be damaged by strong winds while the first floor is flooded by storm surge. In this case, the homeowner's insurer and flood insurer may separately investigate the damage attributable to each cause. When causes of loss overlap, the following evidence is important: photos showing the height reached by the water and the waterline, the condition of damage to the roof, windows, and exterior walls, the location and time of damage in each room, photos and videos from before and after the storm, emergency repair receipts, and a list of discarded items, weather data, local government announcements, and flooding conditions in the surrounding area. Insurance policies may contain provisions that apply when a covered cause and an excluded cause operate together. The validity and interpretation of so-called concurrent causation or anti-concurrent causation clauses may vary according to the policy terms and state law. If there is a dispute, guidance from the relevant state insurance regulator or an attorney specializing in insurance should be considered. Waiting periods and exceptions for new flood insurance. New NFIP policies are generally subject to a 30-day waiting period. Therefore, if insurance is purchased after a hurricane forecast is issued, coverage for that storm may not begin in time. Federal regulations provide limited exceptions. Different effective date rules may apply in circumstances including the following. Initial enrollment, when a lender requires flood insurance as a condition of a mortgage loan, initial enrollment during a specified period related to a flood hazard map revision meeting requirements related to flooding. After a wildfire on federal land, renewing an existing policy without interruption, or changing the coverage amount under specified conditions, exceptions are not granted automatically and require specific conditions involving the transaction date, map effective date, wildfire location, enrollment, date, and other factors. The policy effective date should be confirmed in writing with the insurance agent or NFIP. Waiting periods for private flood insurance vary by insurer and product. Do not categorically assume they are shorter than NFIP. Check the exact start date in the quote and insurance policy. Insurance documents to prepare before a disaster. 1. Gather insurance policies in one place: homeowners insurance or renters insurance, windstorm or hurricane insurance NFIP, or private flood insurance, auto insurance insurer and agent contact information policy numbers. Coverage limits, deductibles, and effective dates, keep electronic copies in encrypted cloud storage or in a secure location outside the home, along with paper copies. 2. Photograph the condition of the home before a storm. Document the roof, exterior walls, windows, doors, garage, and each room with date-verifiable photos or videos. Document the roof and elevated areas only when it can be done safely, and avoid dangerous ladder work. 3. Create a property inventory. Record the following information for each personal property item. Item name and quantity, manufacturer, model name, and serial number, purchase date and purchase price receipts, order history, or card statements, the room where the item was located, photos or videos for high-value items. Also check the homeowner's insurance sublimits and separate endorsements. 4. Ask about gaps in coverage. Ask the insurance agent the following questions and keep the answers in writing. Are there exclusions for wind, named storms, or hurricanes? How much is the hurricane deductible, and when does it apply? Does the flood insurance include both building and contents coverage? To what extent are basements and detached structures covered? What is the exact effective date of the insurance? Which insurance covers temporary lodging expenses and debris removal costs? Steps for filing a claim after damage occurs. Prioritize evacuation orders and instructions from public safety authorities. After confirming that it is safe, photograph the entire building and the damaged areas. Promptly report the loss separately to the homeowners or windstorm insurer and the flood insurer. Take reasonable temporary measures to prevent additional damage and retain receipts. If items must be discarded before the insurer inspects them, retain photos, videos, quantities, and model information. To the extent possible, separately inventory wind damage and flood damage. Record the adjuster's name, visit date, requested materials, and the details of every call. Check the deadlines for submitting the proof of loss and other documents required by the insurer. NFIP proof of loss forms have a standard submission deadline, but FEMA may extend the deadline or modify procedures during a major disaster. Do not rely on assumptions. Check the latest notices applicable to the specific disaster and insurance policy. Key points: the key to distinguishing insurance coverage for hurricane damage is not the storm's name, but the direct cause of the loss. The basic structure is that wind damage is covered by homeowner's insurance or separate windstorm insurance, while storm surge and rising surface water are covered by NFIP or private flood insurance. When reviewing insurance, check not only the types of coverage, but also exclusions, whether building and contents coverage were purchased separately, deductibles, waiting periods, and effective dates. Photos, videos, and a property inventory, prepared before a disaster, become important evidence when different insurers divide their investigations according to the cause of damage.